Shelley Erickson cites a few reasons why she wants to serve a second term on the Homer City Council. She'd like to be around to see a few important projects brought to completion.
As we go into the next 10 years from 2020, that we're on a good path forward with some of those things that we needed to close the door on, you know, like getting a new police station. With the way the state is, the borough is, the federal government, it's really difficult to get money anymore. And the fact that we came up with something that we could afford, I think was a big win for the city of Homer.
Erickson owns two businesses in town. She and her husband started Homer Tours in 1995 and Home Run Oil in 2000. In her very spare time, you might see her on stage in Sally Oberstein's musicals, playing piano with Church on the Rock, or riding with the Snowmans. Erickson describes herself as a behind-the-scenes person in her businesses and says she's proud of the fact that she employs people in Homer.
My average during the winter is around 25 to 30, so, you know, it's, to me, it's significant because I have to come up with the payroll.
She mentions the city's recent move to a two-year instead of yearly budget and the paving of Greatland Road between Pioneer Avenue and the bypass as two of the council's accomplishments during her tenure, making sure to point out that the Greatland extension achieves something that the city can't do on Main Street, even with its recent improvements.
It also allowed for a sidewalk coming down for people to walk from Pioneer Avenue down to the bypass. Main Street between the bypass and Pioneer Avenue is state property. We can't just go and put a sidewalk there. So it also helps to keep people from having head-on collisions, things like that.
Erickson says that much of the most important council business is not particularly exciting, but necessary to the health of the city, and gives examples like the council's work updating the city's lease policies and their work on Title 14 and 17.
That is the water and the sewer. The laws concerning the water lines, hooking up, where it's allowed, where it's not allowed. We have a standard from the past that we've looked at, but I don't want Homer to be in that place. I think that we need to be looking forward for the next generation.
Finally, Erickson says she wants to continue on the council because she's optimistic about the future of Homer.
I just want to see us continue as a community, hand in hand, working together so the things, the goals that we want to achieve, we're able to do that not out of friction and fear, but out of friendship.
That is Shelley Erickson, candidate for Homer City Council in the upcoming October 1st municipal election. To see all four candidate statements, go to the City of Homer's website, and you'll hear KBBI's final candidate profile of Tom Struzas on tomorrow's evening news. Then you can go to kbbi.org and hear profiles of all the candidates for Homer City Council for the October 1st municipal election. I'm Kathleen Gustafson.